Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Assistant City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about the latest with the streetscape project. Biggest news was Main Street got opened up recently. Lots of really happy businesses now that that section of street is opened once again, and certainly a lot of citizens are happy with that as well. What's been the progress with Main, and talk about how good it is to have that section of the city opened up again?
Yeah, I think you could definitely add city staff to that list of people happy to see Main Street open. Of course, we're really pleased we were able to bring it in not only on time, but even a little bit early. The work looks great. We're very pleased with the product. We do have one area that still needs a little aesthetic work, which would be the bump out on the northwest corner of 2nd and Main. We had a situation where one of the subcontractors basically ran out of bricks and pavers, and so they filled it in with dirt. That's just temporary. They should be taking care of that very shortly, and that really will complete the project with respect to Main. And so Main Street, as far as flow of traffic, is open, so we're very pleased about that.
There's still work that needs to be done on Robinson. What is the latest for work that's going on there?
Yeah, so Robinson is just about ready for concrete, and so the last of the dirt work is being done, and it's being formed up, and we anticipate pouring traffic lanes very soon. It's going to be a couple of step project, so this will take some time. It'll be encouraging to see concrete down, but at the same time, I want people to know and have expectations that we're not quite there yet. First, they'll pour the travel lanes, and once those are done, we'll still have to pour parking, and then it will also require us to pour curb and sidewalk. So while it's exciting to see concrete down and the finish line is in sight, we're not quite there yet. So we anticipate a couple more weeks still on Robinson. We're thinking it'll be done by the end of July. That's what we've always wanted, is to have it cleared out by Nationals. We still feel like that's very much the goal. We don't have any concern that this will run into Nationals. And with those steps, it does take a little more time, just because as you pour each section, it has to cure and before the next one can be poured. And with it being the multi-steps, there'll be some time into it, but it'll be a good sign to see concrete going down on Robinson too.
What are some other things that the citizens should know in regards to the streetscape project?
I feel like people have been very patient, which we appreciate. I've heard from some of the businesses that business has been steady, so we appreciate people who've continued to shop Knoxville and encourage you to get out and celebrate the completion of streetscape by continuing to support those businesses and help them out as this tough time for them has come to an end. Just get out there and enjoy the new roads.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes. Let's talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Assistant City Manager Aaron Adams, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.